Hare Krishna. So today we'll be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 18, verse 101. I'll quickly recite the invocation prayers for my own purification so that we can perform this service for the pleasure of the deities, for all the Vaishnavas, and for our own purification. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Praeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, verse 101. Krishna kene darshane dibe kalikale nija brahme mukha murkha loke kare kolahale. Translation. Why should Krishna appear in this age of Kali? Foolish people who have mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first statement, Krishna kene darshane dibe kalikale, refers to the scriptures. According to the scripture, Krishna appears in Dwapara Yuga, but he never appears as himself in Kali Yuga. Rather, he appears in Kali Yuga in a covered form. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Krishna appears in the age of Kali in the garb of a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who always associates with his internal soldiers, Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Vasa Prabhu, and Gadadhara Prabhu. Although Balabhadra Bhattacharya was personally serving Lord Sri Krishna in his role as a devotee, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He mistook Lord Krishna for an ordinary man and an ordinary man for Lord Krishna because he did not follow the rules set down by Shastra and Guru. Hare Krishna. So, this particular verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and this episode is a nice reminder for us about the importance of Shastra and Guru. The episode explains that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Vrindavan Dham, he once noticed that a set of people were talking about a particular episode where they were saying that every night they are able to see Lord Krishna on the banks of the river Yamuna on the Kaliya Ghat. And it became like a great, like a mass hysteria, as they say. Many people started talking about it as Krishna is appearing and they are able to see Krishna at night on the banks of river Yamuna. And it became so much of a rage that people started to go every night to see Krishna. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya, one of the personal associates of Lord Chaitanya, he also was asking permission from Lord Chaitanya, can I go and see the form of the Lord? And that's when Lord Chaitanya chastises Balabhadra Bhattacharya that, how can you even think like that? Does Krishna ever appear in Kali Yuga? So that is the episode here. And of course, eventually, as the verses continue, it turns out that it is actually not Krishna, it is a boatman who is going every night to catch some fish. And people were seeing the shadow of the boat and the net and the person, and they were mistaking that it is Krishna who is coming every night on the banks of Kaliya. And he would put a torch and people would think it's the hoods of on the head of Kaliya. So this actually is a very wonderful episode, which, and Prabhupada mentions this in the at the end of the purport, that the problem is people can misunderstand Krishna to be an ordinary man and an ordinary man to be Lord Krishna. And that happens when we do not follow the rules set by Guru and Shastra. So these episodes, especially coming from or having stayed 28 years of my life in India, I have seen this type of situations a lot, especially in India, where people do not understand, because unfortunately, as Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports, poor fund of knowledge. Because the knowledge is not there, there is a very good chance of people accepting ordinary men to be God. And that happens, and people exploit this tendency of the people because they don't have proper knowledge. And, you know, by Prabhupada's mercy, we understand that God has six opulences in full. You know, Aishwarasya, Samagrasya, Yashasya, Virya, Shriya. Jnana Vairagyas Chaiva, Shandam Bhaga Itirana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one who has these six opulences in full. He's the most prosperous person, you know, Aishwarya. He is the richest person in the world, in the universe, because everything belongs to him. So similarly, Aishwarya, Virya, valor, you know, courage, then fame, beauty, knowledge, renunciation, all these are called as opulences, which are very attractive. Even if a person has one or two of these opulences, there is some level of attraction that is seen in this world. Like Bill Gates may be the richest person. If he walks into the through this door, there will be some level of feeling that I need to go and talk to him. Or there's something, you know, people will tend to get attracted. Or any other famous personality. So every opulence has the ability to attract the common people. And unfortunately, as Prabhupada says, because of poor fund of knowledge, if anybody has even one or two opulences, The attraction is such that they feel that this person is God, because they have no understanding of what is God. And there are so many practical examples, especially in India. We have seen there are people who are like film stars, and the moment they come on the screen, people actually perform aarti in the movie theaters. It is that bad, you know. There are certain sections in the southern India, South India, there are certain film stars who are, they are worshipped as God. When their movie is going to be released, people will do abhishekam to their pictures. that is also seen. So just opulences at different levels can create that feeling of worship. And that is the problem, you know, because there is no proper understanding of God is someone who doesn't have one or two opulences. He has all six in full. And that is the problem, you know, because of which people can misunderstand ordinary people as God. Also, the other aspect of people considering or perceiving an ordinary person as God is because they don't understand the difference between what is godly and what is God. Anybody who performs some philanthropic activities, who is doing some good, somebody who feeds the poor, somebody who provides healthcare to the poor through his knowledge or through his money, because they are so much deprived of that, they start feeling that this person is God. It is God who is coming to me to help me in such forms. And then, unfortunately, people exploit that mentality. So again, the concept is the same, that that person may be exhibiting godly qualities, some good qualities, but he is not God. But unfortunately, people tend to even consider that. And one of the reasons why these things happen, and before that, there's another category of what is called as personalities can possess mystic siddhis. You know, again, in India, it is very common people have, because if knowledge is coming, somewhere it is still preserved, so people can perform certain set of practices and gain some kind of mystic siddhis, you know. And because of that, people tend to worship such people also as God. And there are so many examples. I mean, I personally have not experienced, I have seen a following of a person who, it was very strange actually. He was, his wife and his son, they all sit on a cart like the Jagannath Rath Yatra. The family sits on the cart and people pull the cart as if he's God, as if he's Jagannath. And he has a huge mansion, and every morning there are some, like, it's said that they sit in meditation, he, his wife and his son, in different rooms. And there are some peak holes where people go and take darshan of, the men have to take darshan of the person, the women have to take darshan of his wife, and the children have to take darshan of his son, meditating, you know. And that is going on. I mean, that is a shocker. I mean, sitting on the cart and going as Jagannath and doing all these things. So, this is happening right now. I mean, in countries like India. Of course, the following is a certain sect of the socioeconomic class. They may not be the very intelligent or privileged people of the society. But still, the situation is there where people misunderstand simple mystic siddhis. You know, there are different eight type of mystic siddhis. Anima, Laghima, Garima, Mahima. You can cultivate this type of mystic possibilities where you can generate something out of the air or do something, you know. So, people misunderstand this to be God because they have no understanding of what really God is. And because of that, this cheating mentality also comes. And it is given in the scriptures that the conditioned life has limitations. You know, it has limitations of the senses. Our senses cannot perceive beyond what is ultrasonic or infrasonic. You know, so there is a range, certain range of material vibrations that each of our senses can perceive. So it is very difficult for a limited soul to understand the unlimited. So, for that reason, it is very important to understand that the finite cannot understand the infinite. And it is only when the infinite decides to reveal himself through his mercy, through his channels of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, the spiritual master, the spiritual books and the association of saintly personalities. These are the three channels through which we can understand God or gain sufficient knowledge about God. Till we do not take shelter of these three channels, there is every chance, there is every possibility that we will tend to get this propensity to cheat. There is a propensity to, that is given in the Shastras, that there are four types of defects in conditioned life. We have limited senses, we have the tendency to get illusioned, we have the tendency to cheat, and we have a tendency to commit mistakes. So these, in the presence of these four defects, it is very likely that unless we have proper guidance, we can misunderstand anybody to be God. And this exact lacuna or the inability of people is exploited to the full by people by saying that I am God. And this episode, in this episode, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rectifying that tendency even of his very close associates. Sri Balabhadra Bhattacharya was a very, very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally. But still, he developed this desire to go and see some Krishna. They are saying Krishna is, we can see Krishna. That was an illusion to the minds of people, but he got excited. And these type of mass hysterias happen very often, especially in the country of India, where the desire to worship is there because of some culture, but the knowledge of whom to worship and how to worship is lost. So unfortunately, the gap is filled by these type of situations. And I remember there was a situation when, I think it was early 2000-2001 in India, where once day suddenly there was a news that Lord Ganesh, one of the devatas, he's drinking milk through his vigraha form. And it was such a big rage that everybody in especially in Bombay, where I was staying, people started flocking to temples of Lord Ganesh and they were trying to offer milk, and it became like a mass hysteria. Everybody was trying to do that because the word spread that through the deity form, Lord Ganesh is accepting milk. Even I remember that time being associated with Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir in Bombay. There is a, as you enter the temple, there is one deity, there is a small vigraha of Lord Ganesh on the top of the temple door, because he's supposed to be Vignaharta, so he removes the obstacles. So for that service to Krishna, he's there on the at the top of the door. So the devotees, they brought some of the brahmacharis, they got ladders and they were trying to feed milk to that vigraha of Lord Ganesh. So much was the, because it became like a rage. Everybody was saying, wow, this is a miracle. It is happening right now. So these types of mass hysteria again happen because of when we do not have, and there can be bewilderment, because when thousands of people and hundreds and thousands and millions of people speak about it, the tendency is to think there may be some reality in there. So, these are typically some of the reasons why a person can misunderstand an ordinary person to be God. And also, the other side of it is to understand Krishna to be ordinary person. You can understand God to be ordinary, and you can understand an ordinary person to be God. So even that, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purports, is possible. And there are so many examples when the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna was personally present. Demoniac personalities like Duryodhan and the Kauravas, they did not really consider Krishna as the Supreme God. Krishna exhibited his semi-Virat Roop to Duryodhan once when he went as a peace messenger. But Duryodhan just thought that he is just a mystic and is nothing but just a mystic. So like that, there is a possibility that if we do not have the proper understanding, even if Krishna comes in front of us, we will not be able to recognize him as the Supreme Lord. So that is, again, the problem lies in the same issue, the same lack, poor fund of knowledge, as Prabhupada says, and the lack of proper protection by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So even Lord Brahma, who is the we all come under the followers of Srila Prabhupada and Rupanugas, as we are called. Eventually everything comes from Brahma Madhva Brahma. We are Lord Brahma's instructions and teachings of Lord Brahma about who is God. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So even Lord Brahma, who is at the helm of the Sampradaya, by Krishna's mercy, even he was bewildered. He was not able to understand if Krishna, who is this ordinary boy who is trying to perform so many miracles. Of course, that is a pastime where Krishna wants to bewilder his own devotees so that he can perform and some sweet pastimes and give lessons to the to all the rest of the following followers. So it's both ways it's possible. We can misunderstand God to be an ordinary person, and we can misunderstand an ordinary person to be God. And the only way to stay away or make sure that we do not get into that situation of bewilderment is to take complete shelter of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Because only when we cultivate the knowledge, only when we understand who really is God, what is his greatness, what there is a schedule when the Lord appears personally in this world. So all this knowledge is possible through proper association of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And only when we take shelter of that, we get enough knowledge and enough purity to be able to recognize what is the difference between godliness and what is God, what is the difference between mystic siddhis and what is the real opulence of the Supreme Lord. So essentially that is what this particular verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita is trying to teach. And through this episode, Lord Chaitanya is trying to teach that we should take this shelter and make sure that we never ever fall, because there is a great danger of getting bewildered and worshipping somebody ordinary to be God. So by taking proper shelter, we can avoid this and always stay in the protection and slowly but surely progress towards our ultimate goal, which is pure love of God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.